Uta Guta, and welcome to our Star Wars sideshow,
the Gleep Glossary. Thank you. Thank you, folks. We've got a big show for you tonight. Ruben Östlund is here, the director. Folks, please. The director of Oscar-losing film Triangle of Sadness.
Hell yeah.
And we're talking about R5-D4, folks, the co-star of The Mandalorian. Further acting credits include Star Wars. And before I introduce my panel, I'd like to bring out my celebrity guest. Please welcome Ruben Östlund. Are you with us, Ruben?
Hello, everybody. My name is Ruben Östlund. I'm the director and writer of Triangle of Sadness.
Thank you so much, Ruben, for being with us tonight. We're so excited to have you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Does his earpiece work, Eric? Because he just said that he was the director of Triangle of Sadness after you announced that he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's a little slow.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
But Ruben, you know, you announced what you do. You're the director of Triangle of Sadness. But you know what I do for a living?
My friend Eric doing podcasts every week that have to fill 1 hour of that podcast.
Well, yeah, that's correct. On a good day. I mean, we do a lot of podcasts around here, Ruben. Sometimes they're quite longer. Sometimes they're shorter. I was hoping for a little more formal introduction. You know, we're live studio audience. We're doing this whole big show. So please.
Eric Siska.
Thank you. Yes. And yes, everyone loves that.
I love that he got it right, dude.
Yeah, God bless him.
And that's right. That's right. And I would like to now bring out my own triangle of sadness. Andrew.
Oh, man, I just almost spit Jameson all over the keyboard here, being referred to as your triangle of sadness, because indeed correct. Hi, everybody.
Steven Sadak.
Yeah, I mean, Ruben's run into plenty of Siskas, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Just up and down the street, Siska. Well, this, you say Siska out, Ruben Östlund, and he's like, oh, which one?
No, well, I feel like that's the thing. Is in old Europe, it's pronounced Shishka, so it's very weird that he hit it right.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yes, and of course, who could forget? Chris Cabin.
Hello there, sweet ass.
There's a polite amount of applause for
a few
Chris.
In the back. You're in the back.
Hey, guys. How you doing? See,
now, this is the listener request month, as you know, Chris Cabin.
Yes,
R5-D4, also known as Skippy the Droid. We'll be talking about Skippy.
What?
Skippy,
what?
Skippy
the Droid? Is that that's canon?
Did they start calling
Skippy the Jedi Droid?
Oh, that sounds stupid. Okay. Do they call him Skippy because his little astromech droid R2-D2 similarity penis pops out and there's like peanut butter all over it?
Yes.
That sounds right to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And his friend Jiffy.
Well, this is the guy, as we know, who has a bad motivator, which is something that I have struggled with my entire life.
Yeah, and I think Ruben, I think that's what people have called your directing style.
Beautiful. I love it.
Oh, he could take it, folks. And this is requested by, got it right here on this note card, Matt from
North Carolina.
You're right, North Carolina. And it reads, begging y'all to cover R5-D4, specifically when he was known as Skippy the Droid. This story will finally put Cabin in his grave.
Oh,
sure. Don't we all want that to happen, folks?
I'm sure it will.
Is this Stone Cold coming
is
out
Gallagher
of here?
Yeah, I threw my note card out the window.
Of course.
Oh, it's harder for that bit to work. What with the podcasting?
There's nothing there.
So, are you guys ready to stop jerking off and get down to the business?
Wait! I gotta stop. I gotta finish jerking off. So, give me a minute here. I'm almost done, Eric. I'm almost done. I do have to say, R5-D4, also known as the fourth trash can. The fourth trash can that I'm supposed to be aware of, I suppose. Because he's big again, I guess, because of Mandalorian.
Pardon me? What was any of that?
He's a trash can to you?
Yeah, he's a trash can. He looks like a trash can. We've sent this many times. This is not a new thing.
He's a Jedi droid.
We did get very lucky that, I mean, it's just so ridiculous that we pulled this out. It's like, oh, R5-D4, the red droid that blows up. That'll be a fun little Gleep glossary entry. And then all of a sudden, this dude blows up. He's like Kihei Kwan all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Just coming out. Like, it's huge, huge. He's going to be crying at the Oscars next year, this little droid.
You're right, man. Nobody's thought about this fucking robot since 1977, and now look what's going on.
Well, it might pain you to know. They thought about him in 1999, folks, in a Star Wars comic, Star Wars Tales number 1, 1999, on Skippy the Droid. And this is sort of illustrates where the canon was at the time and why I hit the ejector seat.
Well, because this is like Dark Horse Comics, right? That was this era.
Mundo. Yeah,
so it was brutal, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
a lot of blood and guts.
The original Marvel run was no picnic, neither. But anyway. So, all right, let's get to the entry, folks. This is very exciting. Okay, R5-D4, also referred to as R5, also called Red by Luke Skywalker, is a red and white R5 astromech droid owned by a group of Jawas on Tatooine in the early days of the Galactic Empire. Yeah, he was
so far. So
I feel I feel like this guy is like the dusty can of peaches at the bodega. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's not going anywhere.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, dude, like, you can just see the upgrade. It's kind of funny, the upgrade between R5-D4 and R2-D2, it's much like automobiles, because if you look at R5, you know, a lot more, like, corners versus, like, R2-D2, boxy. It's way more rounded of a trash can. I mean, they're both garbage cans, but, like, the rounding, just like we started rounding out the cars and whatnot, very interesting.
This guy's rounder than R2-D2?
No, I'm saying R2-D2 is rounder than R5-D2.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I know.
All look like trash cans. They all just do look like trash cans.
And I guess, please go on. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have anything to go on more about trash cans?
I do have one thing, because I don't think it has anything to do with, you know, the education you're going to give us here, but I am on R5-D4's Wikipedia page. Or no, excuse me, it's not. It's the Star Wars fandom page.
Are you reading the entry here? You reading the entry tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at his like technical specifications, and there is a dumb as donkey dick thing here. So it's technical specifications for a robot. And then under, so it's like his height, where he's 0.97 meters.
Sure.
His sensor color is red. Plating colors, of course, red, white, blue. Equipment, holo projector. Gender, masculine programming, comma, otherwise genderless.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean,
beautiful. I love it.
Thank you, sorry.
Thank you, Ruben. Oh, no, I also
Ruben, you love it. Oh, well, Ruben, can you speak a little more on that?
Yeah, don't we all love that?
That's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, red, white, and blue, by the way. Those colors don't run.
Oh, that's right.
This droid does, though. He's a fucking coward. Anyway.
He was one of the last in the low-cost industrial automation R5 line that was plagued by malfunctions.
Mm.
He served drinks professionally before he eventually fell into the possession of the Jawas, who he fell into the possession of on purpose.
Mm. On purpose?
What?
Interesting. Mystery.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. Record scratch. I bet you wonder how I got here.
So laugh out loud that I literally almost burst my stitches from shoulder surgery.
Oh, that's really kind of you.
That's very cute.
On the desolate world of Tatooine, Obi-Wan Kenobi knew there were two potential Jedi Knights left. One he knew was Luke, son of Anakin Skywalker. The other, however, Obi-Wan couldn't pinpoint. And it was tremendously frustrating for Kenobi, okay?
Excuse me, sir. Are you a Jedi by any chance? Shit. I've been asking everyone in this cantina. Hey, ballsack face, are you a Jedi by any chance?
Excuse me, werewolf.
Are you by any chance a Jedi? I know that me as a Jedi myself, I should be able to sense others of my kind, but I guess I'm just a little rusty, much like my robot companions.
Yes, I'm going to shoot this blaster up in the air. Is anybody a cop?
You have to tell me. Yes, long he did search throughout Tatooine. Little did he know the mysterious Jedi was literally under his nose. For the one he was searching for was Skippy the Jedi droid.
Oh, don't. Just don't. What? Is it possible to not do this one?
I worked pretty hard on it.
I mean, also, Steve, but, like, the audience has already filed into the theater. I mean, yeah, there's not much we can do.
I kind of put a bunch of energy into this. I was hoping. Is it not working for you?
Eric, don't worry. We already have a grave that was supposed to be for me. Steve can take it. See? It's very easy. We have everything we need right here.
That's
true.
Steve,
no matter.
Go into the grave.
I'll take it rather than hearing about Skippy the Jedi. Let's just go. So is this... Wow. The audience turned really quick.
A lot of peanut butter fans in the crowd.
Oh, jeez. Yes, very good. You want them back. Now, Skippy wasn't entirely certain when he became self-aware or how different he was. All the other droids laughed at him and never let him join in their droid time games.
Oh, come on.
Oh, poor guy.
Fucking now it's a goddamn fucking Life Day story.
I've transcribed a comic book, and literally that is in the comic book.
Of course it is.
Do they put a red light bulb on front of its face just to put the point on it, just for a little bit?
Well, no, I wish. And then they chuck the fucking trash can onto fucking Hoth then.
So all droids, by the way, I never really thought about this.
Beautiful. I love it.
They're all. Thank you, Ruben. If I may, Ruben. I guess all droids are self-aware.
Yeah, I guess they are. Yeah, I believe so. Sure,
they're all feeling pain and just like knowing their own mortality. Huh.
That's well, no, I don't. I don't know that there's a feeling pain part for all of them. That's just reserved for like. What's that one droid that's getting hilariously tortured in that fucking oil dip? Like shit, like that.
Yeah,
but like. I don't know. I think, like, if you kicked one of those little mouse droids across the floor in, you know, like, Cloud City, like, that's not really feeling much, you know?
Yes.
Now I'm just imagining an android or a robot, any of these things with just, like, bandages over it. Just in case, you know. Get better.
Yep.
Well, I guess if they feel, you know, they might... think that that's how you cure... Well, if they're really dumb, I guess that's how they think you'd cure something.
Yeah.
Simple. However, one day, when he was serving drinks at Jabba's palace...
Oh, fuck.
He bumped
Good
into
gig.
The, yeah, dude, big gig. He's got that side hustle going. Very smart.
Totally.
He bumped into Bounty Hunter Boba Fett and dropped... He started to drop a drink off his serving platter.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
He knew that if that drink hit the floor, the punishment would be severe, even fatal.
Jesus, that's no way to run a fucking bar, dude.
And in this moment, Skippy reached out with his mind and his feelings. The drink righted itself, and Skippy knew it was impossible, but yet it happened. Skippy quietly served the drink and went on about his business as nobody had noticed the tremendous feat.
Hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no. I realize this whole time you've been calling him Skippy the Jedi droid. I thought it meant like he was hanging out with a Jedi, is going. Oh, yeah. No!
Yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch, hey, bastard.
Ruben, do you think this is beautiful?
Beautiful. I love it.
That's great to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, don't we all love that?
Yes. Yes, we do. Well, thank you, Ruben.
Skippy began to practice. Yes, Skippy is R5-D4, by the way. I guess I should have been more clear. Skippy, the Dreadeye, droid, R5-D4.
Skippy began to practice the Force nightly on rocks while the palace slept.
What are we fucking talking about?
I could tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about, we are talking about his lubricants.
Oh.
Were ripe with midichlorians.
Oh, of course.
What? So someone like injected him with midichlorians and he became Force sensitive?
It's not explained.
Oh. They lubed him up with midichlorians. He had to be lubed up. That's
I guess, I mean, no, like, Chris, I think you're totally onto something here, because what we're talking about is a man or other, you know, biological organism being designed a robot that then somehow got the Force, opens the door for, like, you know, if Klieg Lars is, you know, dipping his fucking blue milk blender in a goddamn vat of midichlorian juice, all of a sudden is this blender Force sensitive? What a stupid idea!
I don't know. I mean, like, I think sounds a little bit more like a Pinocchio situation.
Oh,
where
sure.
It's the creator is, of course, being like, oh, this is my, he's Italian. This is my son. To make him my little R5D4. He goes around. But then, very specifically, the midichlorian fairy has to come and magically sprinkle the lube all over R5D4 and in his innards. And then, of course, then he becomes a Jedi. That's how you make
a
Jedi.
So laugh out loud that I literally almost burst my stitches from shoulder surgery.
Thank you so much, Ruben. That's very kind of you to say.
This Ruben Oslin, man, he knows comedy when he sees it.
Yeah, he knows it.
Ruben, who's your favorite comedian by? I'm just curious.
Eric Siska.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that checks out.
Thank you.
It was very good. Red top.
So one night, Skippy escaped. He used his amazing power to remove his restraining bolt. But once he was stopped by the Gamorrean guards,
Yeah? Gamorreans?
No, I was just, I'm in the story.
Okay,
dude.
You're trying to stop me.
No, not at all. Ooh, I was just rocked by this development.
Somebody stop me. As you stopped by the Gamorrean guards, he reached out with the Force once again and stated beep boop bop boop boop beep beep boop bop, which translated to Steven. I'm not the droid you're looking for.
No, he did it.
Oh, no, this fucking garbage can's doing mind tricks. Come on.
You know what, dude? Here's something. I did not see this droid train at all. This is a garbage can Sue. Swear to you.
It's a garbage Sue, dude.
Can I? I'll go back a few paragraphs.
Sure.
He trained nightly with rocks while the palace slept.
Yeah, but need someone else to train him, and then they'd be like, oh, you're too much of a fucking garbage can to begin the training.
I don't know, Steve.
yeah, whatever, fuckface. Whatever, fuckface.
I think first of all, I mean, not, you don't need a teacher for everything, man. I learned how to fucking jerk off on my own, you know what
I
mean?
Sure. That's not the Force.
I guess that's true.
It's much more development. Oh, much more complex system you got to deal with here.
Dude, you should see the way I jerk off Chris Cavan. It's like a fucking Mission Impossible initiative.
Got a saw machine around your waist.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That's right, folks. I'm into weird shit.
However, okay. So I'm not the droid you're looking for. And then he rolled on to freedom.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yay. Go God. C4.
However, there was a problem.
Uh-oh.
He was in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
So he allowed himself to be captured by the Jawas on purpose. The Jawas cleaned him, and he decided to stay for a while, knowing he could escape whenever he wanted. He's a Jedi droid.
No, that's bullshit.
Fuck that.
He was trapped.
No.
By those wily Jawas.
No, you are wrong. Actually, I'm happy this happened. This is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted was to be
I am not owned. I am not owned.
The comic actually does get into a little more detail of him going through the desert, hiding from the sand people, getting a bunch of debris in his parts, so he does give himself over to the Jawas, because you would know it would mean a good cleaning.
Oh.
This is kind of like the urban legend of, well, actually, Eric, you literally had one of these in your town, right? Like the fucking kind of rail riding hobo that keeps getting arrested, so he's getting three hots in a cot. This is what this little fucking droid is doing. He's like, shit, it's hot out in the desert. I got no no fucking oil bath anywhere near me. Better get arrested by the Jawas.
Yes, it's like, exactly. It's like a cold homeless person throwing a brick through the, you know, bakery window to be arrested.
Yep.
One day he met two other droids, R2-D2 and C-3PO. Get the popcorn.
Oh, those guys.
Yes.
You know what we got to get, dude? Like, not for, you know, the audience mics or, of course, Ruben, you know, via satellite, but, like, the other, like, the fake sound effects that you use.
Pardon?
All natural, you know what? Over there.
Never mind. Never mind.
Okay. The R2 unit had a mission to deliver a message to one Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh. I know that guy.
Yes. And the name struck a chord within Skippy. He thought the Force was trying to tell him something.
God damn it.
I really
everything
have to
happens
ask.
For a reason.
I do have to ask, does anybody eventually at all in this story actually refer to him as Skippy?
I hope not.
Yeah, in this, I don't think there's a lot of dialogue with him, but he refers to himself as Skippy.
It's just himself. He's just giving himself a nickname. This is loser shit. I'm sorry. Even for an android. Give himself a nickname. Get the fuck out of here.
You can't do it. You can't. No. Studio audience.
Yes. Look, I'm not up on his desk or anything. Leave me alone.
I just have a question.
Yes,
because
please. Yes, sir.
For part of this conversation, I happened to notice, at the studio window here, there was like a hawk on a fire escape. So I was looking at that for a little bit.
Oh, shit. Let me see if I can hit it from here.
Oh, got it, dude. Knocked that fucker right out of the sky. Woo! Good. I can pay attention again. The question is, did we just go from like he's R5-D4 to Skippy, or was there any information as to why he chose the peanut butter nickname?
There was no rhyme or reason.
Got it. You know what? Figured as much.
Yeah. What I think we're doing is we're telling a silly story as a comic book, and we want to make it as silly as possible.
And it's also, obviously, episode 1 had just come out. Star Wars is beginning to recalibrate entirely for babies. Obviously, you know, the Clone Wars cartoon's about to come out.
Careful now. Careful now. You're going to need that fucking window-breaking sound effect.
It's okay. The studio audience here was born before 2004.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Skippy, all right, here we go. This is something. You'll like this. Skippy did not like C-3PO, as he felt that C-3PO wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Oh, wow.
It was hard for him
to
concentrate.
Fuck yeah.
How do you stick around that guy? Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes. And then, when he saw these guys, okay, so Skippy had a vision, all right? Skippy had a vision.
God damn, this is
of a
dumb.
Man. Dressed in black.
Ooh.
And also a younger woman who for some reason had cinnamon rolls on her head.
Oh, now the fucking robot doesn't know what cinnamon rolls are. This is Star Wars, for Christ's sake.
Comic book says it does know what cinnamon yes, rolls are.
It's very accurate, that comic book.
Yeah. Why don't you just have these people eating hot dogs in the comics? What is this fucking dumb shit? You know, here's the thing. Thank you. I know I'm right. But here's the thing. The fella that requested this thought that this was going to put Chris Cabin in an early grave. I don't know, man. I'm fucking losing it.
I am a pig in shit. This is exactly what I want. Star Wars and stupid shit, a marriage made in heaven, as far as I'm concerned.
Beautiful. I love it.
Thank you, Ruben. Ruben's having a good time as well.
It.
Great.
Thank you, Ruben.
So one day the Jawas brought all the droids out to the surface because there were moisture farmers interested in purchasing droids. An old farmer and a young man. There was something about the young man that called out to Skippy.
Skippy wondered if there would be any kind of possibility of a sun swap at any point.
Yeah, what's beep language for he's very hot? I wonder that, but is there a beep language for that, Eric, or is it just the line that also Kenobi said?
I'm not too sure, Chris, on that. Okay. We'll have to get back to you. But Skippy realized the Force was strong with this young man. Oh. He knew he and this young man could unite and defeat the Empire, return peace to the galaxy, and cause the Jedi to rise once more to their former glory.
Ooh.
They would be an unstoppable team, right? A Jedi droid and a Jedi.
Absolutely. I like that R5-D4 is like, yeah, like, the Jedi will rise again. Yeah, you all out there took a little bit to get that one.
Yeah, I was having a drink.
What do you mean? Why would you be having a drink?
Shut up, Steve.
So interesting.
Ruben, you still with us?
So laugh out loud that I literally almost burst my stitches from shoulder surgery.
Thank you, Ruben.
You'll just say that about anything now, won't you?
Yeah, he needs some new material. I think it's one of those things where he had like some late night writers write him up some zingers, and he's just going back to that well way too often.
It's a word circuit thought. It's just too much. You gotta get back to normal speak, Ruben.
Ruben, like you're just trying to defend your friend, right?
My friend Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Ruben.
He's a good friend.
But C-3PO wouldn't shut the fuck up. And he was talking to the older man, known as Owen.
Mm.
And then Skippy then nudged a thought into Owen's mind.
Oh.
Wow.
A thought that said, I am the droid you're looking for.
Ooh.
And success, he was being selected for purchase.
I can't believe this fucking donkey shit story.
Luke, I don't know why. Luke, I have no idea why. I just got this. I got a beep boop in my head. I just heard beep boop. I don't know what could that possibly be. Is that you? Is that what your mind tricks you're doing on? You tell your Uncle Owen what you're doing.
Luke, I just had this thought in my head, popped in, said my wife was a slut. Like, what is that about? What is this? It's just rope.
It's ridiculous.
And Skippy was rolling towards his destiny.
I'm sure he was.
Give me a break.
R2-D2 began to freak out. And then suddenly, the future became clear to Skippy in his mind as he had a vision yet again.
A lot of these visions.
Yes.
Yep.
He had to go and meet with his brothers, Smuckers, across the galaxy.
A lot of visions, man. The Skippy's a real fucking David Koresh, if you know what I'm saying.
He's going to have a child droid bride pretty soon, you think?
Totally, dude. Like, Skippy's the size of, like, a fucking kitchen garbage can, and then his children are, like, bathroom garbage cans. You know?
Yeah, don't we all love that?
He saw that if he was selected, the white armored man would come and take the blue R2 unit to the dark caped man, who would then kill the R2 unit, and then the dark caped man would also kill the woman with cinnamon rolls on her head.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the rebels would be found. A frightening space station would fill the sky above them and blow them out of existence. Obi-Wan Kenobi would then sense their minds crying out in fear and terror, which in turn would cause Obi-Wan Kenobi's heart to give out, and he would die of despair.
Well, that does happen in Star Wars quite often, it seems.
Dude, so like he just has this thought, like someone just made a loud noise and he dies like Donnie in the bowling alley? Come on.
Yeah. His heart gives out because it was, you know, he's all those lives that were extinguished and the cinnamon roll lady. It's like, oh, it's too much.
The cinnamon roll lady. The man, I just hate it.
And the man in black with an eight ball for a head.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, everybody keeps saying the man in black, and in my head, it's just like,
I think I've been mostly, I said a man dressed in black at the start, but then throughout the rest of the story, it's been a dark caped man.
So it's more of like a navy blue, maybe?
Hmm.
Just a dark cape instead of a black cape?
It's an upgrade. Yeah.
But not only
that. I'm making jokes about colors. Anyway.
Very forgiving audience tonight.
not only would his heart give out in despair, he would die alone and forgotten in his hut.
Damn. Yeah,
oh. That sounds about right.
Man, we might be getting there, yeah.
And then the young Jedi man would rot on Tatooine.
Jesus Christ.
What oh, man, C-7? Luke Skywalker. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Luke Skywalker, man, now just like forever the fucking Tatooine townie, huh?
That's right.
This is like fucking, it's like the Star Wars version of alternate 1985 from Back to the Future.
Yeah, I could have been in the rebellion, man. Just another more season, but then my knee blew out.
Look, you want to come down here, man, to this bar at Tossie Station and start giving me shit? I could have been up there fighting Vader. Someone tried to tell me once that he was my dad, and I was like, get the fuck out.
Hey, Uncle Owen, where's my paddle? The 14-year-olds are getting out. The high schoolers are coming. I need my paddle. I have to paddle their asses. Where are they?
This is for you, Biggs. Man. Dude died a fucking hero, man. We used to shoot mob rats.
Oh, yeah. So Luke would rot on Tatooine, yes. One thing after another, keeping him there until he was an old moisture farmer himself, staring at the sky, thinking of a destiny he never followed.
Mm. What happened to the lady with cinnamon rolls for hair? Did she have to like turn to pornography in this alternate universe or what?
Dude, get saucy tonight.
She dies. Yeah. In this vision, she dies.
What do you think about that, Ruben? You think that's pretty sexy or what?
Beautiful. I love it.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Well, he's European. Okay. The sensibilities are all different.
That's true. Yeah. That's
why he wasn't asked to join. He didn't do any Mando episodes, sadly.
Oh, my God. I would love that. You know? Like a pleasure yacht in, sure. You know? Get that whole shit going.
You could do it. Bo-Katan just starts throwing up at her fucking helmet. She's coming out.
And then I'm stunned because it's somehow doing it for me. It's Katie Sackhoff, man. What do you want from me?
All of this was a result of the Blue R2 unit not being chosen. Mm. Skippy realized what he had to do. He drove the force inward like a spike, causing his motivator to be shot out of his head.
Wow.
Holy shit, dude. This fucking droid pulled a fucking Elliot Smith? That's unbelievable.
Wow.
They are being saucy tonight, but good thing they fucking love it. Don't you, folks? You fucking love it, don't you, you pigs?
I am just... No, you go, R2-D2. You go. I am just a needle in the hay. Needle in the hay. Needle in the hay.
It turns out that lady with the cinnamon roll hair was just my Miss Misery.
Beep, boop, pop.
Beep, indeed. Boop, pop, pop.
The young man noticed the bad motivator, and Skippy saved the galaxy.
I can't believe
this. He then used the force to prompt C-3PO to say, "Excuse me, sir, but that R2 unit is in prime condition, a real bargain." I like the even the idea of keeping R2 and C-3PO together was this droid's idea.
Right. Grand plan.
Well, I think as the R5 was just like, get this fucking C-3PO droid out of here. You know what? Yeah, they're friends. I'm going to do a mind trick and make sure it's a package deal.
Skippy then saw the future to come, the correct timeline. C-3PO and R2-D2 were meant to be together.
Sure.
And all was right in the universe. Eventually, R5-D4 would fall into the service of Mos Eisley hangar manager Pelimoto, and then join Din Djarin on his quest to redeem himself in the living waters of Mandalore, located under the Civic
this
Center.
This sounds
ooh, the
so
TV
familiar.
Show
oh, yeah, yeah, the TV show. Yeah.
Yeah, get the remote ready, man. The TV show's starting. Oh, Eric, that's actually what I was going to say. You know, it'd be fun if you wanted to introduce artificial sounds. You know, if you wanted to get an actual soundboard in here, not just use real life sounds from the audience and whatnot. One of them can be a projector starting up when the movie part starts.
Oh,
for the
that's
glossary.
A fun yes. note. What do you think? What do you think, people? Would you like to see that in a future episode?
There you go. innovation every month here on the Gleep Glossary.
So now you know the rest of the story, and we'll go around to my triangle of sadness and feel them out, see what they liked about Skippy the Jedi Droid R5-D4. I mean, obviously, Skippy the Jedi Droid story is no longer canon, but what did you guys make of it, Andrew?
I mean, it's just wild to say that a fucking robot had force powers. Pretty interesting take, I guess. I'm glad that indeed this is not canon anymore, because that just, it seems very stupid.
You guys are very fleshist, it seems.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. At
or
all
is
times,
it, would it be something else? Would it be robust? Robotist? Or would it be
I just have robust opinions, dude. I will also say, just with our guest here, Ruben Östlund, if you weren't hip to Triangle of Sadness, which I really wasn't, there is a short of Ruben's that I really liked from back in the day. It's like 2010 or something like that, called Incident by a Bank. If folks at home, if you can check that out, really cool 12-minute short, Incident by a Bank or something like that. Handeles with Bank is all fucking stupid IMDb is giving me here. But
yes,
cool,
but, I mean,
cool
I
little actually, movie.
I loved Force Majeure.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was
yeah.
very good as well.
Yeah, don't we all love that?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of your best.
Real yeah. popular one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, yes. yeah, Force Majeure, Incident by a Bank, play the square. That you know, he's got a lot of good movies. So don't let Triangle of Sadness, if you didn't dig on it, sour you on Ruben Östlund. Anyway,
that's right.
There we go.
He also, remember, Ruben, your favorite comedian again?
Eric Siska.
I mean, there you go. I mean, that's enough to know that this guy's on the level.
Nothing but good stuff from him.
Steven Sadak.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I think I lost a lot of respect for Peter David today because I did some looking up who wrote that comic book, and it is Peter David. He did a lot of good X-Factor issues that I actually really
enjoyed. X-Factor? Was that a dating show on MTV where they get off the bus?
No, unfortunately not. It was a different X-Men team. But
and they were dating each other and they'd get off a bus?
I don't think there was a bus. Yeah, the audience loves that joke from 2006. They just fucking can't get enough of it.
They do.
Hell yeah, yeah, whatever, man. Fucking whatever, man.
Oh, my God.
Vile stuff.
God damn.
But, you know, everybody's got to work, and everyone sometimes is like, hey, this might be a fun idea. And then 22 pages later, you're like, well, I just wrote that. So, yeah, so he just wrote that. That's where I'm at.
Chris Cabin, what are you thinking?
Skippy rocks. This is fantastic. They get Skippy back here. Fucking, I'm serious. If we're going to have stupid fucking Jedis all over the world, have an android Jedi. I'm absolutely 100% with this, but I don't think it's going to happen clearly because now he's just like the junk drawer that fucking the Mandalorian hucks around with him, just brings around with him.
R5, where are the scissors? Where are they in your junk drawer? R5, looking for the scissors.
There's no toilet on this ship anymore because the old one blew up the Razor Crest, so I'm shitting in you.
Oh, these are just receipts. Ah, oh, finally the scissors. Ruben, it was great to to have this talk with you. I of course I've never met you before. It was nice to meet you over Zoom. This is very nice of you. I gotta say, wasn't crazy about Play, that first movie of yours, but that Force Majeure is, as Eric said, just a banger. Really good stuff.
Yeah, don't we all love that?
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's very nice to meet you, Ruben.
Yes, yes, he's happy to meet you too. He's nodding. He's a stoic man. He doesn't, their Swedish sensibilities are different from ours. Man, a few words, exact words, repeated multiple times. That's just Swedish way, and you'd understand that if you ate more fermented fish.
Yes, that's the way to do it,
Ruben. I'll let the final round. You know what I think. I think this is a little silly, and we're having fun tonight, right, folks? We all, yeah.
Yeah, don't we all love that?
So, Ruben, final thought to you. How did you feel about appearing on an episode of the Gleep Glossary? What did you take away from the experience? What's your read on the situation here?
Wild, hilarious, gross, thought-provoking, entertaining, fun, poetic, satisfying, outstanding, absurd, unique, sharp, brilliant, and original.
Well, thank you, Ruben. That's very kind of you.
Flattering as fuck.
Really nice. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, audience. Thank you for being here tonight. Oh, my Lord. What a beautiful night to talk about Skippy the Jedi Joy, R5-D4, and I dropped my page, but that's not going to hinder me, folks, because it's that time of the show to say, now you know the rest of the story, and I've been Eric Siska. Until next time.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Now go eat, shoot yourself. Did it, did it, did it, did it, did it.